This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
And good evening and welcome to Bradford Area High School, where tonight your Bradford Owls will take on the Port Allegheny Gators District 9 matchup. This is James Patrick for WESB Sports. Thank you for being with us tonight. Little bit of an early start. We're going to be tipping off a little before the scheduled start time. So thank you for tuning in with us. We'll probably have more join us in a few minutes. But the boys come in tonight. You know, they're on a bit of a streak, a not good streak. A lot of hard fought games, but they're coming up on the short end. So let's see if they can get back to their winning ways tonight against the Port Allegheny Gators. One thing I remember about the Gators is number three, Jared Funk. He's quite the player for the Gators. I recall him doing quite well against us last year. But the Owls come in healthy, ready to go. Nice crowd on hand here tonight at the Owl's Nest. Bradford's going to be dressed in their home whites with red and black trim. The Port Allegheny Gators will be dressed in their road blacks with the orange and white trim. Winding down some things here. Okay, once again, thank you for being with us here on WSB Sports. Bradford High boys basketball against the Port Allegheny Gators. Kids are lining up for the national anthem. We'll probably take a break for the national anthem. Not quite yet. In the JV score earlier tonight, the JV Owls won 45-20. They jumped out to a big early lead and just kind of coasted to the victory. So here comes our speech from Mr. Nuzzo. So I'm going to take a break here, and we'll be back with the starting lineups and the tip-off for Bradford High boys basketball. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB Bradford. W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick here for Bradford High Sports. Bradford High boys against the Port Allegheny Gators this evening. Tonight's starting lineups for Port Allegheny. Number two, Isaac Amel. Number three, Jared Funk. We spoke about him earlier. He's quite the good player, so we'll have to keep an eye on Jared Funk tonight. Number four, Liam Hoyer. Number five, Chase Boyd. And number 10, Nick Wilfong. Starting for your Owls tonight, 00, Carter Rulo. Number 5, Tyler Simmons. Number 11, Marcus Terwilliger. Number 23, Evan Troisi. And number 33, Danny Marasco. Bringing up the bench tonight for your Owls. Cole Blatchley, Troy Curcio, Braylon Austin, Landon Lorman, Fabian Shirk, Jamin Bell, and Ryan Nelson. Ryan had a real nice game earlier in the JV game where the Owls won 45-20. Good crowd on hand again tonight for the boys' game. Once again, thank you for tuning in with us this evening. If you're just joining us, Bradford High Boys against Port Allegheny Gators, D9 Clash. Coaches, the last minutes and instructions for the guys. Everybody's ready. The an out-of-town score, the JV girls were beaten 22-12 in Dubois Central Catholic. They're on the road tonight. We'll have some updates, I hope, of the varsity girls score from down there in Dubois. Danny Marasco will jump for the Owls as normal, and Jared Funk will be jumping for the Gators. Here we go, underway. Gators win the tap. Across the timeline, into the corner, I've got a large gentleman sitting in my view. The Owls tip the pass, and they come up with possession. Marcus Twilliger, there's Rulo from the corner, off the mark. Danny Marasco, strong rebound and put back. Owls take an early 2-0 lead. Daniel Marasco, nice strong rebound and put back there. Port Allegheny possession. Owls drop into a 2-3 zone defense. Funk with the ball, way out of the way from the basket. Good defense here by the Owls. There's a three ball for Port Allegheny. Short. Rebounded by Port Allegheny. It's off the mark. Daniel Marasco comes away with that. Loose ball. Troisi hands it to Simmons. Simmons back to Marcus Twilliger. Marasco down low for Rulo. One dribble and a put up, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Funk for Port Allegheny. 2-0 Owls early going here at Bradford High. There's a floater up and off the mark. And there's a foul on Carter Rulo. His first and the team's first. Shot was off the mark, but Carter went over the back on the rebound. So Port Allegheny's going to inbound here. Oh, they almost throw it away. They save it. Oh, there's a quick hand by Troisi, but the Owls do not come up with possession. There's Rulo with a steal. Quick hands all around for your Owls. Now Simmons across the timeline. Gets some instructions from the coach. Marcus Twilliger with the ball. Top of the key. Dribbles to the corner. Gets it down low to Daniel Marasco. Daniel, strong move, puts it in. Thought there was going to be a foul there, but there was no call. So Marasco with a quick 4 points. There's down low to Funk off the mark. Rebounded by Troisi. Owls with a 4-0 lead and possession. Troisi takes it all the way down. Oh, too strong for Daniel Marasco off his hands. Port Allegheny possession. 5:42 to go here in the first. Owls lead 4-0. Port Allegheny quickly up court. Then they settle down. Owls double team the ball. Kick out. Down low. And it's Liam Hoyt Hover. That foul is on Rulo. That's going to be his second. No, that foul's on Daniel Marasco, his first, team second. Two shots here for Hover. First one's off the mark. Into the game comes Landon Lorman for Carter Rulo. So you've got Lorman, Troisi, Terwilliger, Marasco, and Simmons on the court for your Owls. Second free throw's up and good. Port Allegheny on the scoreboard. It's 4-1 Bradford. Terwilliger all the way down the lane, shoots, lays it in. Marcus saw an opening there and took it all the way. Port Allegheny fast down the other end. Nice move there. Travel. He traveled, drug that foot. That was Isaac Amel. Nice move, but it the ref was there and he drug his foot. So Owls with possession and a 6-1 lead. Terwilliger with the ball into the corner for Simmons. Simmons, a little floater. Oh, off the mark. Fight for the rebound goes to out of bounds off of Bradford. Owls with a little three-quarter court pressure here. And across the timeline quickly, Port Allegheny down the other end. Around the horn, three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Port Allegheny. Another three, that one's short. Rebounded by Port Allegheny. Off the mark, rebounded by Daniel Marasco. There's a cap on that basket right now. Long outlet to Troisi. Troisi makes a move. Gets cut off, gets it back to Terwilliger. Now to Marasco at the foul line. Danny goes strong again. They called that one on Daniel. That's his second foul. They called a charge on Danny. He's very aggressive this evening. Rulo's going to come into the game for Daniel Marasco. Two quick fouls there. 4:10 to go in the first. Owls lead 6-1. Three-quarter court, and they get it across rather quickly again. Port Allegheny with possession. There's a three ball. That one's good. That's number four, Liam Hoyer. So 6-4, Owls lead. Rulo at the foul line, out to Troisi. Troisi a couple dribbles. Spin move. And a whistle. It's not shooting. He's on the floor. So that foul's on Will Fong, his first, the team's first. So Owls maintain possession. They get it into Rulo. Rulo quick over to Lorman. Back to Rulo. Rulo drives in, puts it up and in. Carter Rulo, strong move. Little Lou Alcindor sky hook there. Owls back on defense. 8-4 lead halfway through the first quarter. There's a feed down low and it's off the mark and then put back and in. That's Isaac Amel. Terwilliger sees that opening again and that quick first step, and there's a timeout. 30-second timeout. We're going to stick right here. The Owls take a 10-6 lead to this first timeout. 2:57 to go in the first. Marcus Terwilliger, he's looking for that, gets that quick first step and right to the basket. Nice lay-in. So good start here for your Owls. 10-6 lead. Daniel Marasco, a little bit of foul trouble early with two fouls. It's going to be Port Allegheny possession. Owls are going to put that three-quarter pressure on. They've broke this rather easily each time so far. And they break it again. So Port Allegheny off and running. Kick it out. There's a three ball. Short. Rebounded by Port Allegheny. Another three ball from a different spot. That one's good. That's Nick Wilfong with a three. And this game is a one-point game, 10-9. Bradford lead. Terwilliger with the ball. Gets it into Simmons. Simmons, couple spins. Loses possession. It's a scrum. Port Allegheny comes away with it. Chance to take the lead. They left a wide open lane, and number 10, Nick Wilfong, went all the way in. It wasn't able to convert the shot. Bradford comes away with it. 1:55 to go in the first. Bradford lead 10-9. Down low to Rulo. Back out to Blatchley's in the game. That was a three ball just off the mark. Blatchley, Lorman, Rulo, Twilliger, Simmons in there for your Owls. Port Allegheny ball, not trailing by one. 2 3 balls for Port Allegheny so far that's kept this thing close. There's a jumper from the foul line, off the mark. Rebound by Lorman. Outlet to Twilliger. Twilliger across the timeline. Owls lead 10-9. Marcus looking for that opening. Gets it to Simmons in the corner. Back out to Marcus. Twilliger looking for an open man. Gets to Simmons. Simmons down low. Drive and a shot off the mark. Close. Rebounded by Port Allegheny. seconds to go in the first. It passed up. Port Allegheny passed up the three ball that time. Working it around 24 seconds. They're probably going to hold for the last shot now. Yep, they back it out a little bit. It's 8 seconds. Shots off the mark. And then it goes out of bounds off of Port Allegheny. A foul. Foul on Nick Wilfong. That's going to be his second, the team's second. 3.6 seconds for Bradford to try to get a shot off here. Long shot by Marcus. Off the mark. That's going to be the score at the end of the first quarter. Bradford Owls 10, Port Allegheny Gators 9. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with the second quarter. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back. Intermission between the first and second period. Bradford leads 10-9. Owls got off to a quick start, 6-1 or so, and Port Allegheny's battled back to get within a point. They've hit 2 3 balls. Danny Marasco had 4 quick points to start the game, and Marcus Twilliger's got 4 for your Owls. Marasco has 2 fouls and 2 fouls for Nick Wilfong. Owls are going to take the court for the second quarter here. Lorman, Rulo, Troisi, Simmons, Terwilliger. Owls possession with a 1-point lead. Here we go. Thank you for being with us tonight. WSB Sports. Into the corner for Simmons. Back to Terwilliger. There's Troisi. Troisi dribbles around, gets it to Rulo. Rulo takes it into the lane and throws it. A quick hand by Port Allegheny. Breaks it up, and Port Allegheny possession. Simmons pressures the ball. And they throw it out of bounds. So Port Allegheny's had a couple trips to go down there to take the lead, but unable to convert. But the Owls have not taken advantage either to extend their lead. So here comes Marcus Terwilliger with possession. Tyler Simmons over to Troisi. Troisi gets it in to Lorman. Lorman's contested. Timeout taken by Coach Terwilliger. 30-second timeout. We'll take that one with him. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back, James Patrick, Bradford High. The Owl's Nest, Bradford High boys basketball against Port Allegheny Gators. Bradford leads 10-9 with possession. 7-11 to go in the first half. Troisi to Simmons. There's Lorman, gets it down low to Simmons. Back to Lorman, out to Marcus Terwilliger, going to take a three ball. Nails it. Marcus with a three ball. The Owls lead 13-9. And Port Allegheny went to drive it in there and lost possession. Owls are going to have possession. Into the game for Port Allegheny comes Nick Wilfong. Again, he has two fouls. Owls possession and a four-point lead. Marcus Terwilliger across the timeline. There's Simmons on a wing. Troisi to Rulo. There's Lorman. Marcus Terwilliger step back and throws it away. Stolen by Port Allegheny. He's going to go all the way in. Marcus gets the block. Port gets it back and Rulo's going to get the foul. That's Rulo's second foul. Julian Capel is going to be shooting two. So Marcus Terwilliger timed it up and got the block. But then Capel got his own rebound. First free throw is good. Fabian Shirk's going to come in for your Owls in place of Landon Lorman. Second free throw is up and good. I don't know if they're going to let him in. They are going to let him in. So Braylon Austin coming into the game for Rulo. Braylon's only seen limited action. It's good to get these guys in there. So Shirk, Terwilliger, Austin, Troisi, and Simmons. And Terwilliger. Oh, Marcus takes a shot, rebounded by Austin. There's Austin with the ball again in the corner, gets it out to Marcus Terwilliger. Here comes Simmons. Simmons, they double-team him. Back to Austin. Austin looking for somebody open, gets it out to Marcus Terwilliger. Marcus, spin move. They cut him off. Gets it down low to Troisi. Troisi tries to lay it in off the mark. Rebounded by Port Allegheny. 5.5 to go in the first half. 13-11, the Owls lead. And there's a floater up and off the mark. Rebounded and put back by number 10, Nick Wilfong. Strong move there. Port Allegheny 13, Bradford High 13. Marcus Twilliger's reverse layup is good. Marcus took it all the way, baseline under the basket, laid it in. Nice move. Owls regain the 2-point lead. Port Allegheny ball. Good defense on the ball there by Simmons. Now it's Troisi on the defense. Into the corner, Fabian Shirk over there with the defensive duties. That's going to be off of Port Allegheny, Bradford ball. Oh, no, no. Referee switched it. It looked like it went off of Bradford. Port Allegheny is going to maintain possession. 51, Braden Babcock comes into the game for the Gators. Port Allegheny's inbounding out near half court. There's a drive. Got Marcus in the air. That's Liam Hiver. Got Marcus in the air, so that's Marcus's first foul. That's the second team foul. Two shots here for Hover. I've said it different every time. I'm not going to tell you how it's spelled. The first shot is off the mark. One more shot here. It's up and in. So the Owls have a 1-point lead with possession. Marcus Twilliger quick across half court. Tried to get it to Austin. It got tipped away. Port Allegheny comes away with it. 4 minutes and 6 seconds left. All the way to the basket again, number 10. Fabian Shirk with a rebound. Marcus quick up the other way for the Owls. Simmons, a couple dribbles. There's Austin with a three ball. Braylon Austin making the most of his time in there. Nice three-pointer. Shot off the mark, rebounded by Twilliger. Fast up the other end. Marcus sees an opening and gets cut off. There's a three ball for Simmons. Off the mark, Shirk. With a strong board. Oh. Braylon Babcock, his first foul, the team's first foul. So Fabian Shirk went, the crowd screaming for over the back. He certainly went over the back, but he didn't touch the guy. He went over him. Nice strong rebound to put back, and he's fouled. So it's two shots for Shirk. First one's up and good. Owls lead 19-14. 3:18 to go. Shirk with one more free throw here. It's up. And good. Landon Lorman back into the game for Fabian Shirk. Lorman, Austin, Simmons, Blatchley, and Terwilliger. Marcus calling for people to put the defense on. Okay. Port Allegheny gets it across the timeline, and they try to drive to the basket. Lorman cut that off. Back out into the corner. And the top of the key. Back into this other corner and a drive. And it's in. Once again, that's number 10, Nick Wilfong. Owls lead by 4. Terwilliger with the ball. There's Austin. Lorman. Back to Terwilliger. Marcus. All the way. Turnaround. And puts it in. Marcus with a turnaround. A little hook shot thing. Nails it. The Owls lead again by six. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the first half. Port working it around. There's a three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Austin. Here comes Marcus Twilliger with the ball. Oh, they called him with a double dribble. Carry the ball. Carry the ball. Shirk comes into the game for... I don't know who he came in for, but... Twilliger, Shirk, Blatchley, Austin, and Lorman in there for your Owls. Lots of different configurations tonight from Coach Twilliger. So a six-point lead for the Owls, 1:45 to go in the first half. Shirk with a good defense in the corner. They get it down low. Off the mark. And Port Allegheny saves it. Pretty aggressive save there. And there's down low to Funk. Funk passes it. It goes off of Lorman out of bounds. 1:22 to go in the first half. Port Allegheny inbound under the Owls basket. Oh, there's a foul on Lorman, I think. It is. Landon Lorman, his first, team's third. He's not shooting. Nope. Kid went to the foul line. He wasn't shooting. Okay, Port Allegheny with possession. There's a three ball. Off the mark. Rebounded. Oh, Lorman bobbled it. There's a three for... hot potato, but Marcus Twilliger comes away, gets it to Braylon Austin ahead of the field, and it gets stolen away from him. Port Allegheny possession, 53 seconds, 6 point Owls lead. Ooh, almost stolen by Lorman, and laid in by Isaac Amel. Seconds left. I think the Owls are going to try to hold for one shot. They have a four-point lead right now. Yeah, 16. They're going to hold off for one shot. Marcus gets it to Lorman. Lorman tries to get it down low back to Marcus. And it's timeout Port Allegheny as they gain possession. 30-second timeout. We'll take a break with them. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. W298 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back, James Patrick. Port Allegheny possession, 7.7 seconds to go. Quick down court. Whoa, all the way. Misses the shot. The Owls rebound it. That's a foul on Jared Funk. That's his first. The Owls are going to have the ball, 90 feet away, 1.2 seconds. They're going to take a full timeout. We're going to stay here for the full timeout. We'll talk about something, ladies and gentlemen. 1.6 seconds left or so. The Owls are going to have to inbound and go the whole length of the court. So a nice little run here in the second quarter for the Owls to take a 22-18 lead. Nobody really in foul trouble. things are good. Balanced scoring. Marcus Twilliger is the leading scorer. We'll get to that to the halftime. Okay. I just got an update on the girls' score. They're losing 17-5. I don't know what point that game is, but it's probably close to where this one is, close to halftime. Dubois Central Catholic is who they're playing. Always a tough foe. So, going to take the court for this last second here for the Owls is Shirk, Austin, Terwilliger, Blatchley, Lorman. 1.2 seconds. So just enough time for a catch and throw. Into Marcus. Marcus tries the entire length, and it's no good. So your halftime is going to be 22 for Bradford and 18 for Port Allegheny. I'm going to take a short break, compile some stats. We'll be back with a halftime show. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back, James Patrick, Bradford High, Owl's Nest. Boys basketball versus Port Allegheny Gators. Thank you for being with us. Halftime show now. Bradford High leads 22-18 at the half. Good game. Good hustle on both sides. Tight game. The Owls have been in several of these tight games at the half, and they've found ways not to win them. So hoping the instructions are slightly different this time and they can finish this one off. But a four-point lead for the Owls at the half right now. Halftime score from Dubois. The Lady Owls are trailing 26-9. So, some scoring stats here. Leading the Gators for Port Allegheny is Nick Wilfong with 7 points. And Liam Hauver with 5 points. I think I got it right that time. I said it several different ways differently. Marcus Twilliger leads your Owls with 11. Danny Marasco with 4. And I want to say something about Braylon Austin's 3-ball. Braylon doesn't get a whole lot of playing time. Came in because of Daniel Marasco's foul trouble. So he got in there and got a 3-ball. Thank you. Congratulations, Braylon. Good job. Nobody in foul trouble, really. They took Danny Marasco and Carter Rulo out with 2 fouls each. They'll have 2 as they go into the second half. should be able to start with the starting five out there. But once again, good game. Action from end to end. Good defense, good rebounds. You know, just a good hustle all the way around for your Owls and the Gators. So the Owls have a four-point lead. I wanted to mention to you that not only the games this year, but any game you've heard on WSB for the last several years is available on demand at WSB.com. I go back there and listen to them sometimes and laugh at myself. You know, you'll get a kick out of some of those things, but all available on demand at WSB.com. If you've got a friend, family member, something you want to go back and maybe listen to, it's there in the archive. So thank you very much for being with us once again. We're going to take one more short break. We'll be back for the start of the second half. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back. James Patrick here, Bradford High School, the Owl's Nest. Nice crowd on hand for this boys' game between the Bradford Owls and the Port Allegheny Gators. The Owls currently lead 22-18 at the half. Close game throughout. The Owls led 10-9 after the first quarter. So, 10 points in the first, second, 12 points in the second. Port Allegheny, 9 points in each. So, very consistent type game. Hoping to get the Owls on the winning side tonight. A few more last second instructions for the teams. And we're ready to go. Simmons, Terwilliger, Troisi, Orasco, and Rulo. Your original starting five for your Owls. Looks like it's going to be Port Allegheny possession to start the second half. Boyd, Wilfong, Funk, Amel, and Hoiver. Original starting five for the Gators. Port Allegheny possession. Marcus Twilliger on the ball. They get it across half court. Owls in the 2-3 defense. Port Allegheny gets it down low. Open man. High off the glass. Off the mark. Rebounded by Morasco. And it's knocked out of bounds by Port Allegheny. Owls will have possession as we get started here in the second half. Marcus Twilliger with the ball. Daniel Morasco. Down low to Rulo. Spin move. Off the glass. Nice move by Carter Rulo. Good strong spin move there and puts the Owls up by 6. Now Port Allegheny quick down court. There's Funk off the mark. Rebounded by Rulo to Marcus Twilliger. Troisi back to Twilliger. Twilliger leaves it for Simmons. Simmons into the corner. Back out to Marcus. Top of the key. Daniel Morasco at the foul line. Nice move. Daniel gets cut off, but still puts a shot up and in. Daniel had been playing like that before he got those quick two fouls. Very strong move there by Daniel Morasco. And the Owls lead by 8. Port Allegheny with ball. There's a long 3 off the back iron. Rebounded by Troisi. Gives it to Marcus. Owls are away quick. Marcus gets cut off to Simmons. Simmons, a couple dribbles, picks it up. Troisi, he gets cut off. But Troisi's going to, no, he gets it. I don't know what he did, but he got it back. I think he bounced it off the guy's leg. Morasco, down low to Rulo. Into the corner, Terwilliger. Shot short. Rebounded by Port Allegheny. Oh, there's a quick hand by Troisi, and the Owls come away. 3-on-2 break. Simmons all the way and lays it in. Tyler Simmons is on the board tonight. All right. The Owls lead by 10. Quick 6 points for the Owls to start this third quarter. Down low to Funk. He's fouled. Carter Rulo with his third. Jared Funk is going to shoot two free throws. Rulo doesn't necessarily agree with that one. First one's up. And good. Landon Lorman's going to come into the game for Carter Rulo. One more shot here for Funk. Up and good. So the Owls lead by 8 with possession. Quick outlet to Troisi. Goes all the way, and he's off the mark with a layup. Not happy with himself there. Port Allegheny rebounds it. Port Allegheny works it around the outside. Now they get it down low. And there's a foul on Lorman. That's Lorman's second, the Owls' second. Two shots here for Isaac Amel. Looks like first one's up and off the mark. Blatchley's going to come into the game for Troisi. Simmons, Blatchley, Terwilliger, Moresco, and Lorman in there for your Owls. First free throw is up, or second free throw is up and good. Isaac Amel on the board. The Owls with a 7-point lead. Simmons, or there's Blatchley with position. Possession. Off to Simmons, Marcus Terwilliger, Danny Moresco. There's Lorman, back to Moresco. They call the block. That foul's on number two shots also. Foul's on number one, Julian Capel, his first, the team's first. Danny Moresco's going to be at the line for two. First one's good. Second one is up and good. Owls back to a 9-point lead. Port Allegheny quickly down the other end. There's a three ball. That's good. That's Jared Funk. He has 5 quick points in this third quarter. 6-point Owls lead. Now Port Allegheny pressures the ball. The Owls are all the way back at the end line. And a 10-second violation. Good pressure put on the ball there by Port Allegheny, and the Owls did not make it. So Port Allegheny possession down by 6. 4:43 to go in the third. Port Allegheny possession. They drive in. It's stolen. Yes. No, stolen back. And back again. It's going to stay with Port Allegheny. I think both teams had possession twice there. Went out of bounds off the Owls. Port Allegheny with the ball, down by 6. In low to Funk, off the mark, gets his own board up and in. Jared Funk strong, 7 points now in the third quarter. There's that defense again. Simmons has it down, they get it across. Marcus Terwilliger Only a 4 point Owls lead. They got it up to 10, and now it's down to 4. Quick 6-0 run by Port Allegheny. Their fans are getting into it. Down low to Danny Marasco. Oh, nice shot. Rebounded by Lorman. And he gets it. It gets picked on the pass. And there's Nick Wilfong quick down to the other end. It's a 2 point game. It's a timeout for Bradford. Full timeout. We'll take a break here with the score. Your Bradford Owls 30, Port Allegheny Gators 28. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. 8-0 run now for Port Allegheny to cut the lead to 2. Owls had pulled out with a nice quick start here in the third quarter to a 10-point lead. And Port Allegheny put the pressure on, and they've, nicked away at it. And now it's down to a 2-point game. Owls possession. Port Allegheny is going to put that pressure back on. All right, they get it in. Terwilliger picks up his dribble. Back to Blatchley. Blatchley gets it across. Down to Daniel Marasco. It's stolen away by Port Allegheny. Quick hands. And Port Allegheny comes away with a chance to tie or take the lead. Good defense by the Owls. There's a lob underneath for Funk. Funk is fouled. He's going to shoot 2. Fouls on Fabian Shirk, his first. Team's third. First free throw is good. 1 point game. Funk has one more shot, and it's up, and it's good. So the Owls ran off to a 10-point lead. We now have a tie ball game. 3 minutes to go in the third. Terwilliger to Shirk. Shirk with a floater. Good. Off the backboard. Nice shot there by Fabian Shirk. The Owls go back in front by 2. Port Allegheny working it around the outside. Down low, open. Couple dribbles and a lay-in for Isaac Amel. Back to a tie ball game. Owls up the court quickly. Break that pressure. Marcus Terwilliger into the corner for Danny. To Lorman inside. Lorman has his pocket picked. And here comes Port Allegheny off the mark. Marcus Terwilliger with a board. And foul. A foul on Julian Capel. That's going to be the team's second. As well as Capel's second. So the Owls are going to have possession. Tie game. 32-32. 1:54 to go in the third. Blatchley with the ball. It's kicked. So the Owls will get another chance to get it up court here. And Marcus Terwilliger gets it.
Charge.
There's a block on number one.
Holy moly.
Julian Capel. That's the third foul on Port Allegheny. Into the game for Port Allegheny comes Chase Boyd. Blatchley with the ball. Blatchley gets it to Terwilliger. Port Allegheny's really picked up the defense here in the second half. They get it over to Blatchley again. To Fabian Shirk. Back to Blatchley. To Marcus. Marcus, couple dribbles. Gets it into Marasco. Marasco strong. Danny Marasco down, couple dribbles down into the basket and lays it in. Owls take the 2-point lead. 1:10 to go in the third quarter. There's a long shot by Funk off the mark. Out of bounds, Bradford ball. Funk was held scoreless in the first half, has 9 points here in the third quarter. There's the Owls, Blatchley with the ball. And he picked up his foot there and traveled. So Port Allegheny with possession, 49 seconds to go, trailing by two. Here comes Simmons back into the game. No, he did not make it. Port Allegheny ball down by two. Crowd getting into it here, trying to get the defense fired up. Port Allegheny dribbles in, picks up his dribble. Gets it over to the wing. Good defense here by your Owls. Well, actually on the ball. There's a drive, floater, good. That's Liam Halver. Owls, that's the end of the first quarter, or third quarter, with a tie score, 34-34. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back for an exciting finish here at Bradford High. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford, WESB Sports.
And welcome back. James Patrick here at Bradford High. We got an exciting game going tonight. Bradford Owls 34, Port Allegheny Gators 34. So the Owls took a 4-point lead in at the half. They came out and scored 6 quick points. They're up by 10. You know, they're rolling. The crowd's happy. Everything's good. Then Port Allegheny runs off 10 in a row to tie the game. Since then, we've traded baskets, and we're tied at 34 heading into the fourth quarter. So Port Allegheny picked up the defensive pressure and got back in this thing. The Owls are in for a dogfight here, so it's going to be original starting five. Simmons, Terwilliger, Rulo, Marasco, and Troisi for your Owls. Marcus Terwilliger with the ball. Owls with possession, tie game. Simmons, Troisi, Terwilliger. Back to Troisi. Simmons in the corner, back to Troisi. Troisi with the ball. Gets it down low to Rulo. Back out to Terwilliger. Marasco. Down low to Rulo. Rulo puts a shot up. And oh, in, out, in, out. And then in, out. And Funk got hit in the nose on the rebound. So So Port Allegheny rebound, their possession with a tie game. Port Allegheny, the ball out above the three-point line. Drives down to the foul line, kicks it back out. Around the outside. Looking for somebody down low. There's nothing there. They cut Funk off that time. There's a three ball. Short. Rebounded by Rulo. Rulo gets it to Twilliger. Twilliger quick down court. Marcus all the way. He's fouled as he goes up to the shot. The crowd's not real happy about that. That foul's on Hoiver. His first, team's first. Marcus Twilliger are going to shoot two here. In a tie ball game, 6:42 to go. First one's up and in. One more here for Twilliger. And it's off the mark. That's rebound. That's Bradford ball off of Port Allegheny. So the Owls are going to have possession and a one-point lead. Simmons inbounds. The Twilliger takes a shot off the mark. Rebounded by Daniel Marasco. He has his pocket picked, and Port Allegheny comes away with it. Port Allegheny now trailing by one. Setting up the play. Rulo on the defense. And Port Allegheny drives in. That's Isaac Amel again, and they take a one-point lead. Marcus with the ball. Simmons. Troisi. Back to Simmons. Up and in. Floater from Tyler Simmons, and the Owls take the lead by one. Back and forth the lead goes. We're under 6 minutes to go in the game. Crowd is into it now. There's a drive and kick out for a three ball. Off the mark. Rebounded by Marasco. Gets it out to Simmons. Oh, yeah. Here goes the Owls fast. And Simmons pulls it back. Marcus Williger is going to thought about the three. Gets it into Marasco. Simmons is going to take the three ball. Off the mark. Rebounded by Funk. So the Owls lead by one. Port Allegheny possession. There goes Port Allegheny. And there's the foul on Simmons. His first, the team's first. Liam Hoiver is going to be at the line for two with a chance to tie it and take the lead. First one's up. And good. We have a tie ball game. 5:13 to go. Second one is up and good. We have a timeout taken. It's a full timeout. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back. James Patrick here at Bradford High at the Owl's Nest. The boys' Owls are taking on the Gators from Port Allegheny. Great game here. Currently, the Gators lead 38-37. I don't know what we got left, but I'll tell you in 5 seconds after the timeout's over. The Owls are going to take the court with their original starting five, Marasco, Rulo, Terwilliger, Troisi, and Simmons. 5:13 to go in the game. Owls possession. down by one. Owls led most of the night, albeit by a slim margin. I think Port Allegheny's biggest lead has been one. That's all you need, though. Twilliger has the ball into the corner for Marasco. Back to Twilliger. Simmons in the corner. Troisi on a wing. Back to Simmons. Rulo at the foul line. Down low. Marasco. And a foul. Danny Marasco has been strong underneath all night tonight. Fouls on Jared Funk. That's his second. The team's second. Danny Marasco with it. The Owls with a one-point lead and one free throw coming from Marasco. That free throw is good. The Owls lead by two. Port Allegheny possession. 4:34 to go in the game. Oh. Shot up, off the mark, rebounded by Simmons. Twilliger with the ball. Troisi in the corner. Marcus with the ball. Owls with a two-point lead and possession. Down low to Danny Marasco. Troisi takes a three, off the mark. There's a foul. Oh, it hit the rebounder, hit the cord hanging the basket. So it's a... out of bounds, Port Allegheny possession. 4:10 to go, Owls 2-point lead. Simmons on the defense right now with the ball. Now Troisi on the defense. They get it to the foul line. Funk hands it off. Down low. There's a foul. Marcus Twilliger, that's his second. Port Allegheny going to shoot two. It's going to be Chase Boyd at the line. First one's up and good. Chase Boyd's first point of the night. Bradford, one-point lead. Here goes Chase Boyd for the tie, and it's good. We're once again tied with 3:42 to go. Marcus Twilliger brings it across half court. Gets it over to Marasco. Marasco to Troisi at the corner. Troisi to Simmons. Simmons is fouled. Fouls on Chase Boyd. That's his first. Team's third. Simmons will inbound. Gets it into Twilliger. Twilliger back to Simmons. Marasco at the foul line looking for an open teammate. That gets it back to Twilliger. Twilliger, Simmons on a wing. Simmons to Rulo at the foul line. Back to Troisi at the top of the key. Howell's moving the ball around. Twilliger saw a bit of a lane, but they cut it off. Simmons creates a shot and nails it. Tyler Simmons juked his man, got him in the air, a couple dribbles and a 10-foot floater. Howell's take a two-point lead. 2:48 to go. Port Allegheny possession. There's Funk, top of the key. Gets it over to a wing. Rulo with a tough defense there. They gave that guy a three ball, but he didn't want it. That's not their three-point shooter. Funk with the ball now. Twilliger with the defense. They get to the foul line. There's a drive. Quick hand. Troisi. Port gets possession. There's another foul down low and two shots for Port Allegheny. That foul's going to be on Daniel Marasco, his third. going to be Nick Wilfong. Two free throws. He's going to nail the first one. We have a one-point game again. 2:13 to go. Second one's up and good. Tie ball game. 2:13 to go. Bradford possession. Terwilliger to Marasco. Marasco down low. Rulo back out to Terwilliger. Marcus over to Daniel. Down low to Rulo. Rulo, a couple dribbles. Picks it up. Gets it out to Simmons. Back out to Terwilliger. They reset the play. 1:45 to go. Tie ball game. Marasco with the ball. Back to Terwilliger. Marcus drives in, picks it up, gets it to Rulo. Rulo, nice pass to Marasco down low, and he's fouled. Danny Marasco just playing strong underneath. That foul's on Amel, his first, team's fourth. So with 1:31 to go, Marasco with a chance to give the Owls a lead. And it's good. One more for Daniel Marasco. Up, off the mark. Rebounded by Funk. 1 point lead for Bradford. 1:25 to go. Port Allegheny possession. Close game throughout, and here we go with the last minute. There's a foul on, oh no, it's a timeout, a full timeout taken by Port Allegheny. We've got 1:12 left to go. The Owls with a 1 point lead. We're going to take a short break. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back for an exciting finish. Just over a minute to go, and Bradford leads by 1 point. Port Allegheny possession. Frank was in the building earlier tonight, ladies and gentlemen. He refereed the JV game. He would say, fasten your seatbelts. Bradford getting a last minute some more instruction. 1:12 to go. 1 point Owls lead. Simmons, Marasco, Troisi, Rulo, Terwilliger for your Owls. Terwilliger on pressure on the ball on the inbound. They get it in. Owls lead by one. Good defense here by the Owls. Port Allegheny works it around. We're down to 55 seconds to go. Owls lead by one. Ball's in the corner. Rulo with a tough defense. Down to 42. Down to 35. Port Allegheny still with the ball. 22 to go. I think they're going to try to drive it to the basket. There's a full timeout taken by Port Allegheny. We'll take a short break with them. 14.2 seconds to go. The Owls lead 43-42. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Great game here. I'm glad you're with us. I hope you've been with us the whole time through. It's been close throughout. The Owls did pull out to a 10-point lead. Port Allegheny scored 10 points in a row and tied it up. pretty much been tied since, a point here, point there. Bradford leads 43-42. Port Allegheny possession, 14.2 seconds. The Owls are going to have Marasco, Terwilliger, Rulo, Simmons, and Troisi on the court. Port Allegheny's going to inbound right in front of their bench. Marcus Terwilliger, defense on the inbound passer. They get it inbounds to the backcourt. Simmons. Port, top of the key, 5 seconds to go. They get a shot off, and it goes, does not go in. It does not go in. The buzzer goes off. It was a shot from about 3 feet away, and it went in and out. The Owls are going to come away with a 43-42 victory. Great game. So that was a good one, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being with us. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be back with a post game. I'll get some stats together for you. Once again, the Owls come away with a victory, 43-42. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. Get your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back. James Patrick here for the post game. Your Bradford Owls come away with a 43-42 victory as Port Allegheny's last second shot went in and out. Port Allegheny had possession for the entire minute and 12 seconds coming out of that last timeout. They took another timeout with 12 seconds or so. They worked it around. They got it down low to the shot they wanted, but it was in and out, and your Owls come away with a 43-42 victory. Port Allegheny was led tonight by Nick Wilfong with 11 points, and they had three other players with 9 points. Your Owls were led by Danny Marasco with 14 and Marcus Terwilliger with 12. Danny sat at least a full quarter, maybe a quarter and a half, with foul trouble early, but Danny Marasco was way aggressive tonight. Good to see him so strong down low. And Marcus Terwilliger, combination of the drives and the outside shots. So good hustle all around for the boys. Great game. Thanks for being with us. Good to see him get back in a win column. Let's see our next broadcast. Our next broadcast is Thursday. We have a girls game, a Lady Owls versus Punxsutawney. So an old rivalry Thursday. We'll be back on, that's right around usually a 7:15 tip. 7:15 tip on Thursday. So join us for that. We'll be joining the Steelers game, Steelers and Texans, after this broadcast as that game is in progress. But thank you once again for being with us on WSB Sports. This is James Patrick, and once again, your Owls come away with a 43-42 victory. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.